You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM, ESPN. Welcome to the Thursday, August 28th edition of the Jason and John Show. August, long month, tell you what. And while we will have college football, John don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to make him talk about this game today. It's really the NFL and the start, the real start of NFL that comes once you're through August. Ain't that right? We get preseason, but the real stuff comes when you turn the page to September. So I eagerly await its arrival, but I'm happy. I'm blessed. I'm grateful to be joined by John Martin, both local and national. Round of applause, please. We have to give each other...
There has to be like a better term for that, local and national.
I'm working it out organically. We're trying to find out what, because if I just call you a reporter, well, that ain't.
Right.
You know, you're really a personality.
Right. With reporting chops.
Because let's be real, we don't just get news from you.
Very rarely. I don't really break the news anymore, I'll be honest.
I feel like we get entertainment as well.
Entertainment, man.
Yes.
That's what we need.
See, that's why I say personality.
That's right.
Because yesterday, come to find out, you had Mike Evans listening.
I sure did. One thing Mike Evans is going to do, he's going to do two things. He's going to catch tutties. He's going to listen to this show. Now, you got to figure out which is which.
You were talking about the other Mike Evans.
I was talking about the Tampa Bay Buck. Yes.
I was talking about the local legend.
But I love the local legend, Mike Evans. And as a matter of fact, he reached out again this morning.
How about that?
He reached out again this morning. I think he said he used the segment on his show. He went and that's what he told me.
Respect, man. Respect, burger. And I appreciate that.
I will say this, like, I haven't met Mike. I know you haven't met Mike.
I don't know that we've ever formally met, which is crazy to me.
But obviously, like, there's, you know, doing local radio was like a fraternity, you know?
Yeah, swallow that up. Take your time.
I'm battling.
I'm good. I'll say something so you can clear up because we want to hear this clear. We know it's about to be profound.
Yeah, so doing local radio every single day, very few understand it. And so to get, you know, the positivity from Mike, it means a lot. He reaches out quite a bit. So shout out to Mike Evans.
It's to get that from a legend, yes. It means a ton. Real talk. John's going to be okay, guys. He's pushing through.
I think I really needed a day this week, but
you said that going off yesterday, but then you came back.
I know. I just won't do it. I won't, you know.
Brad's face says he's ready for you to take off because he doesn't want it to spread among all of his hosts, and then it becomes more of an issue.
No, I'm actually going to, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to get on this mic because there's going to be a lot of coughing today. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I use the cough mic. I enjoy that.
Yeah, cough. So.
there we go.
Right on time. Anyway, yes, big show today. Got a college football. Got a full night of college football. I mean, it's a pretty packed slate for a Thursday.
Let's go.
So, I don't know. It's like something like, I was shocked to see, to go down the list and see how many damn games there were tonight. You got big ones, right? You got like Cincinnati, Nebraska tonight. You got Boise State, South Florida tonight. I mean, you have some real meaningful games.
Weirdly, at 4:30.
Yeah, at 4:30. Is it in Tampa?
Oh, that one is. It's at South Florida, Blake. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna need some, you know, today.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. Here. So anyway, we'll get into all that today here on the show. Drew Hill is gonna join us at 11:25. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, the summer forecast up at ESPN. So we'll touch on all of that. Some college football with him. Alabama plays a big game this weekend. Florida State, they are 14-point favorites over Mike Norvell and the Seminoles. And then at 1:25, Bennett Doyle will join us like he does every single Thursday here on the show. So looking forward to catching up with him. Memphis football, getting all that with him. So
excellent.
Make sure you don't miss it. All right, every day around this, not every day. We don't do every day around this time. I'm thinking like it's not noon yet. It's not the rundown yet. But ever so often, we have a lot to get to, and we're going to do a little thing we call over-under.
Ladies and gentlemen, last year, Jason Smith from this radio show crafted an emblem called the Sim.
No, Jarvis was first. We want to give credit. But that's where I first saw it.
You popularized it a little bit, though.
And I highly doubt it. I think people push back on it, actually.
What are we calling this joint right now?
We're going to call it the Liberty Bowl.
The Liberty Bowl is where we have the Memphis Tigers taking on the Chattanooga Mocs. In a legendary, epic battle at the Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium Saturday afternoon, John Martin will be there.
They'll be putting me there. I ain't gonna be there.
Gabe Kuhn will be part of the class of 2014 from the Memphis Tigers, who will call the Tigers, call the dogs out of the tunnel.
It's called releasing the Tigers, rebel.
Oh.
Come on, man.
And
let's
so,
put some respect on it.
I'm sorry.
They should have called the dogs against Idaho State. Y'all barely got past them.
They suck.
I mean, unbelievable.
UNLV and the Fightin' Mullins.
This guy
blow.
Here, man.
I hope Memphis looks terrific and they don't lose a game this year. And so Memphis will take on the Chattanooga Mocs. Memphis football margin of victory, as we call the dogs, 27.5.
Why would I bet Chattanooga? Like, let's just start there. Like let's put our handicapping minds together. Why would I possibly bet Chattanooga plus 27.5? Like, what would be, like where do we start?
That the Memphis offense wouldn't be as explosive, and that, you know, first game out, it'll be a little ugly. I'm just pitching
sure,
that
yeah,
to
yeah,
you,
yeah,
not,
yeah.
certainly not believing this.
Yeah, well, I would just like to hear, out, like, what we would even be
first
thinking.
First game out, will be ugly, ragged, and what's going to be clearly a new look offense, and that your, you know, defense with a ton of new guys, I mean, basically it's an entirely new defense in terms of your starters. Hasn't, you know, figured out how to play together yet.
Right.
And in the same way that Idaho State jumped on UNLV, you know, you weren't quite ready. You underestimated them. That would be the old sports spiel about
right,
how
right,
this
right.
would go.
No, I think that's fair.
I mean, we just watched Idaho State lead at the half and jump out. What was it? 10-0, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Again, what did that game show us? Clearly, UNLV is going to be able to, you know, hopefully move the ball against better opponents. But that, you know, that defense is a question mark. You still saw something there.
Right.
That defense against FBS opponents, what's that going to look like?
Right.
Hopefully, it's not nearly that close. I'd like to think, you know, you'll be a little closer to covering. I got a hard time, though, you know, because, again, it's not Seth Hennigan out there.
Mm-hmm.
My guy Jonah Dillon over at the Commercial Appeals predicted score predictions for every game this season. He's got Memphis winning by 32.
Yeah, 32.
And covering.
That's an interesting.
42-10.
Football number.
42-10. And so some believe that Memphis will come out here and all guns blazing. You'll be able to get to your backups in terms of Arrington Maiden and maybe even some AJ.
Yep.
We'll see. I'm just not hating here.
Mm-hmm.
Just you got some things to figure out, and I still think you can have an impressive performance win by 25.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll just go, they don't cover here, go under.
Let's go through Silverfield's history against FCS teams. Since he got the job. Now, again, granted,
this will be good for him.
No Seth Hennigan. And I do think like this one will be sort of a new one, right? Because his first year he had Brady White, right? And then I don't think they didn't even play an FCS team his first year. And then the second year, you know, you had freshman quarterback Seth Hennigan, but you had Seth Hinkin every single year. So he had a returning quarterback every single year. Anyway, last year, 40-0 over North Alabama. So you would have covered the 27.5 there.
Biz.
Year before that, Bethune-Cookman, 56-14.
Again, Seth Hinkin.
Year before that, they didn't open with an FCS team, but they did play. Remember, they played North Alabama like weirdly late in the year, and they won 59-0.
Okay.
And then
I'm glad you're bringing up the history.
And then in Seth's first season, they played Nichols to open up the year, and it was 42-17. So
that's good.
I think that is the closest compare. I mean, honestly, it's the closest comparison because that was a new look offense, 42-17, mm-hmm. which would get you inside 27.5.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, though, I mean, Seth Hinkin was literally, I mean, it was his first start ever in college. You know, Brendan Lewis.
And it happened because of injury ahead of him.
Exactly. Well, Brendan Lewis, while this will be his first start with the Tigers, has started lots of games in college. I would bet 27.5. I wouldn't necessarily love it, but I don't think I would take 27.5 with the Mocs. Like, I couldn't get there because I just think even the run game, right? Like,
that's what I'm saying yesterday with the home run hitters that you have.
Yeah, you got
Rosier and Sutton Smith. They're both home run hitters. They could likely both go over 100 yards,
right?
And that could be your explosiveness. I expect that to sort of be the case all season long because this will not be some offense that's throwing for 350 a game.
Yeah, the question is just like what this bet boils down to is like, do you think Chattanooga will score two touchdowns?
100%. And Ryan Silfield's defense is 80th at SP Plus over the 5 years, just in terms of average, and that's what they were last year. Now, Jordan Hank, a significant improvement last season from the 110 or whatever you were the year before to 80th. Hopefully, you see a similar step up. The issue is it's an entirely new defense.
Yeah, and well, so what I would say, I guess, for Chattanooga in. Is that their quarterback is a third-year returner. I mean, Chase Arto-Poyet.
And as you pointed out, and we often say these in this game, but they don't have anybody else on the schedule. Like, this is it for them.
Exactly.
And so for this quarterback here, you know, obviously it's a chance for him to impress against a higher level of competition he's not going to see all season long.
Yeah.
And so you got to figure it's been circled for him.
Right.
Right. And that the game plan will be, you know, he'll be familiar with it, and a veteran guy's not going to be thrown off by, you know, a couple of blitzes.
Yeah.
You would expect this isn't some freshman quarterback you're facing here.
Yeah, well, it looks like
maybe they score a couple of touchdowns.
Maybe this guy has moved on. Actually, maybe that was his last year. That, I was looking at last year's stats, so maybe it's actually a new starter. He was a 2 year starter last year, but maybe he's CFL now. So no, you're gonna have a new quarterback.
Well, then maybe this points thing is maybe I've stepped in it here.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just gonna watch it and enjoy it. You know. And ring in the new era.
I'd love to be able to feel like, you know, Sylvie's going to cover. But like, I want to see it with this new offense. I want to see it with a brand new defense.
Yeah. I mean, the covering doesn't matter to, like, anything. But you feel better about a win when you cover.
Well, here's the thing. More so than offense, because I think it's going to be fine. It's defensively, when you put all these new parts together, just ask Dan Mullen. Everybody said he did a pretty good job putting together a team.
Yeah.
Still, though, I mean, there's some talent there on that defense. Still, when you're playing together for the first time, there's no trust built up yet whatsoever. You're talking about an entirely new team. Chemistry, you all got to forget playing as one. You guys still trying to learn each other.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's to your point. The issue is going to be, what does Chattanooga do? How much familiarity is back on offense? Lord knows I ain't diving all into that. That said, I still expect Memphis to look good here and to give us some reason to believe they'll go 3-0 heading into that Arkansas game.
Yeah, I agree.
Look that good.
I agree.
I don't think you necessarily have to cover to do that.
Yep.
I think they'll cover. Boise State margin of victory. Let's go to tonight's matchup against the South Florida Bulls, an American, real American team against the number 25 Boise State Broncos. Linesmiths have set this one at 5.5.
Over. Under.
Yeah, this opened much larger than 5.5. I think it opened maybe around, I'll have to go check my odds logic screen. You know, I have access. I know what all these numbers opened at, man. All these games.
Excellent.
You know, so it's actually really helpful in terms of, like, if you're ever going to make a bet, I need to, like, where did the sharp money come in at, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's opened around 8, though. And it's been bet down to what we see now, which is 5.5. That being said, 5.5, very different than 8.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very, yeah, I mean, it
a lot.
Couldn't be possible because you're crossing over two very, very, three key numbers, right? 8, 7, and 6. So they're all very key numbers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know a ton about Boise State this year. I guess they're bringing back, you know, the quarterback.
QB.
Couple running backs. Replacing
running backs, but they're good.
Yeah, they're losing.
Replacing Genty, but good.
they're losing my week eight out for the season running back, Ashton Genty. So got to replace him, which, well, by the way, will not be easy in college. I mean, he was just bouncing off everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
I would take Boise State here, though. I think South Florida, every time they've kind of stepped up in weight class under Golish, I like him enough for the league, but every time they stepped up, they have, I think, gotten embarrassed. Maybe with the exception of the Alabama game 2 years ago where they, like, weirdly kept it close and Saban was going back and forth with Milroe, remember, in the backup.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was probably the only time where they actually showed decently well. And I don't remember what the final score was. 17-3.
14 starters back. You've got that's enough to believe. And that's why everybody's got them picked to be the group of five.
Right.
Group of six, if that's what you want to call it already.
Yep.
A representative. You know, they've got enough back and they've got enough talent replacing Mr. Do Everything, Doak Walker man,
yep.
Ashton Genty. And so listen, I'm not – and here's the other thing. This is huge for Boise State, who still has to play Notre Dame. You lose this game
mm-hmm.
to an AAC opponent, right? And if that opponent, you know, somebody else in the AAC is knocked off South Florida, Memphis, Tulane, they're going to get, you know, the nod over you, especially if you've yep. lost to Notre Dame and one of these other teams, whether it's Tulane getting a chance to play Ole Miss, Memphis, you know, getting a chance to play Arkansas, can have the upper edge on you there, because that's two losses, most likely, if you're talking about losing this one. This is obviously costly, and to a USF team that very well might not go on to win the AAC. Come on, what are we talking about here? So there's way more riding on this in terms of their overall outlook making the CFP than there is for South Florida. So again, with everything they've got back, 14 starters, I think you pick Boise State here and feel pretty safe about it. Although I'd love to see for the AAC the upset. Yeah. We want the upset,
right?
It's what we want in Memphis.
Agreed.
What we should be rooting for.
Agreed.
Here. Because a win over South Florida, if they've beaten Boise State, all of a sudden, that's a quality win for Memphis and for anybody else that gets it.
Well, you know, there's a universe, and it won't be too far off, where you could play both these teams in the same year, right? Like, Boise State comes back on the schedule in a couple years. So, it would have been nice to actually get both these teams in the same year.
Well, it seems to me, just with the way the things are turning, you know, especially as you are left on the outside looking into the Power Four right now, with the SEC, the what they're doing with the nine conference, also one P4 that you've got to play, they're gonna butt you out. Mm-hmm. And so having a partner like Boise State,
yep,
you know, much like Memphis basketball used to have a partner with Gonzaga when you were sort of on that same level, it just makes sense to continue that one over and over. And then all of a sudden it becomes a pretty good rivalry that both fan bases, you know, realize the importance of that game. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You got a
yeah.
hook on it. You can go grab some Big 12 team that does, you know, isn't going to move the needle much in terms of attendance here. Maybe it does. Maybe it's some high octane team. Maybe you even get a Big 10 team, a low-ranked Big 10 team come in. But Boise State and sort of continuing that while you're here makes a lot of sense in the way that it made sense for Cal and Gonzaga back then.
Yeah, this opened 9.5.
Wow. Okay, so it's moved quite a bit.
He's like, okay, you know, how far are we going to go? I mean, what's changed about this
game? I mean, they are hitting the road to start one here.
They are, but, I mean, they're going to be fine. I'm just not a believer in South Florida.
I'm not either. Some are high on South Florida, though, in terms of the AAC. You know, top can finish top three.
Last year they played Miami and got embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
What was the final there? 50-15.
Yeesh.
This is not Miami.
Number one pick in the draft.
Right. You one of your favorites.
Dude, everybody's written that the guy looked good if you look through the, you know, through some of the incompletions, man. He played well. There's a lot to believe in with him.
So I'm gonna go Boise covers.
I'm with you.
Yeah, Boise covers. So yeah. But this is the show of favorites.
I feel good about the sharp mind. When we find out about the Chattanooga quarterback, I'll feel real good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we gotta work on that.
Yeah.
Game of the century.
FCS, man. Give me a break.
I should have known. I should have looked into it. FCS. Roll, Ryan. Come on. Who cares?
Yeah, get it done. Number 3, Ohio State. And number 1, Texas this weekend. And YouTube has, by the way, as a short-term extension, so you'll get that on Fox if you're a YouTube team.
Congrats to y'all.
I told you I wasn't worried about that.
John got it done. Y'all got it done at the
best. We weren't
short-term,
though, I know, but
as we negotiate.
We said this one was too big. This one was too big to leave y'all hanging.
While we're on that subject, before I get to your take on Ohio State, Texas, last night a special box arrived in the mail, ladies and gentlemen. somebody about to never miss a football game.
When they dropped it off on the, did they knock and
say,
"Well,
it was like a drug deal." Sort of like a drug deal in Germantown, you know. There's a guy, he showed up, it said special delivery. Let's not talk about it. Apparently this is illegal in some circles. Not in my house though. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Come on, man.
It's not illegal, Brad.
Amazon sent you that. You can send it back. How's that illegal?
Not illegal. It's gray area.
I checked it last night and downloaded the materials, and it's rolling.
See, I don't know
Jason.
If you should be downloading any materials. That sounds like CP over there.
I can see the
I was in the dark forever, and Jason illuminated the light.
You're already saving dollars, and I can see the twinkle in your eye from it. Congratulations to you.
So what did you download?
Well, you have to update the settings so that you get the current channels, apps, the apps for games.
So you can get Skinamax.
It's not just live TV. You'll be able to go to video on demand and watch anything you want.
Basically, I get everything now, John, and you have to sign off and say it is going to be somewhat pornographic along with football. Whatever you get, we're not responsible for it.
Make sure you tell John, check in weekly about how great it is. That you're letting John know.
My son was buzzing when he saw this thing light up. He's like, "Do we have the NFL package?" I said, "Jake, just calm down. I didn't spend any extra money here. We got the box."
Your whole family just got blessed. Congrats.
Yes!
Congrats.
And I won't ever miss a game now.
I was curious, but I was going to let you tell me.
I'll show you the pictures. It's delicious.
Congrats.
Thank you. And thank you for hanging in there with me
all
these years. I was in the dark, and now, like the Bible, you've shown me the way. Ohio State margin of victory, 1.5.
Over. Under.
I do want to just let you know that I'm being told that the quarterback for Texas has a lineage. He has a lineage.
I thought you had some news on the Chattanooga QB just got downloaded.
We're still working on
this.
That.
Okay. Arch. I've heard about this guy.
Yeah. I bet Texas 2.5. I told you guys I bet it before we had Ed Fang on Monday. I'm not trying to say I moved markets, but it's now 1.5 market wide. There is a rogue 2.5 out there at Pinnacle, but for the most part, I mean, even at Circa, it's down to 1. I know what you're going to do. You're going to come on here and you're going to try to be contrarian. You're going to say Ohio State at home. You
contrarian.
Love Ryan Day.
You already know where I'm at in this game.
You love Ryan Day. but no, Texas is the number one team in the country. And they have a top three defense. And they're playing an Ohio State team that is reloading in a lot of spots. Not receiver, but they got to replace Travion Henderson. They got to replace Will Howard.
Somebody got a million to do it, let me tell you that.
So, on this side, it's burnt orange. It's Texas.
I can smell the fear here.
Man, Arch is not
coming
scared,
from that.
Bro.
No, it's not. It's not Arch. It's you.
No, we got a red dot.
You're unsure. You're everything coming out. You're looking for
reasons. I think it's a square bet. I think it's
right
an extremely
about
square
Texas.
Bet.
Me, it really is.
It's a very square bet.
I'm surprised by you.
It's a very square bet. Because everybody, who wouldn't want to bet Arch Manning getting points as the number one team in the country?
This is easy for Ryan Day and the boys.
It really.
What are we talking about here?
Yeah, no,
you could call it disrespect.
They're favorites.
Should be more.
Should be more.
This guy basically hasn't started against a team of certainly college football playoff caliber. I mean, we're talking about the worst team in the SEC in Mississippi State last year. My worst defense, certainly. I mean, what are we talking about here? You got NFL players on that defense on Ohio State side. Man, it's
look,
this
man,
could
Caleb
you're
Downs,
the,
fan club, GM right here.
Okay.
I mean, is he a bear or something? Do you have info?
This young man has no idea what he's stepping into. We won't be drafting high enough for Caleb Downs, my friend.
Damn.
Let me tell you that. Plus, we're pretty good at safety with Brisker and those guys. Anyway, back to the point, man.
I mean, I am scared about Caleb Downs. I'll be completely honest.
I could smell the fear coming off of you.
What are Texas receivers looking like?
They're always good.
Did we reload there?
Yeah, you lost the one to Green Bay, first-round pick, Golden.
Lost Bond.
That's right. And he got it. By the way, you saw, we talked about when you're gone. I think Cleveland got him because he got off on the what's called dude.
Mm-hmm. Ryan
would have gone second round, they were saying about Bond.
Man, their receivers are really young. Ryan Wingo's a sophomore.
My arch create receivers like his uncles.
Parker Livingstone's a redshirt freshman.
Can be David Tyree's son out there. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just like it was for his uncle.
That's the big question is receiver. Like I could see all these guys getting shut down. Like they don't have this big, tall, experienced target out there like they had last year. So that's what does worry me a little bit. But we'll see if
also y'all they shut down my man Jeremiah last year, and we got this game circled. We only had one catch last year, so you know what we about to do and what the plan has been. Now, again, that could be a Texas defense that's number one in the country, possibly. Mm-hmm. By the time this thing's done, it's certainly going to be a, should be a top five, top ten defense.
Right.
But watch out for old Jeremiah.
All right, so we're on opposite sides here.
Going to be looking to make
here.
A statement here. I can smell the fear.
Well, you're at home.
And I like it.
You have the advantage. You're at home. So we're coming into your place.
This should be 3.5.
I mean, you wouldn't get anything except Texas money, though.
You said home team gets 3. When we first started this, you educated me. Home team gets 3.
Now, in 2017, that was probably true, but it's not as true today.
Okay, well, I hadn't need to update my priors then in 2017.
They you know,
home team gets 3.
In NFL now, I think they have it like 1.5.
It used NFL? To be 3.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, college, you could probably, I mean, especially for the shoe, it's probably, you could probably say 3, maybe more, really.
So I think it's disrespectful, but that's what Ryan Day is telling them young men.
Yeah. So you think it'd be three. But here's the problem, right? So
with
this
champ.
So this is when you get into the mind of like the bookmaker, right? If I make this, if I come out and I say I'm gonna go rogue and I'm gonna make this Ohio State -3.5 because that's my fair price.
The Texas money's gonna flow.
All you're gonna get is Texas money. So now you're lopsided on your action. So now you gotta get, I mean, you don't wanna be gambling, right? Like that's the thing. You don't wanna gamble if you're the book. You wanna have, you know, I mean, you can take a position if you really feel like it's the right one, but ultimately, you know, you don't just want to be one-sided. Now, I know some books will say, we don't care about that, but most of them don't want to be overwhelmed by just, because if that side indeed wins, you're buried, you know? You want to collect the 10% and move on with your day. So, you know, what would you do then if all you get is Texas money? You're saying you want all the you're taking all the Texas money. You want all the
stuff. The bookmaking stuff, that old business, I leave up to you. I defer to you on all of that.
Well, this is Jason Smith's
sports. You know that Jordan Rodgers has his doubts as well.
Oh, really? The Aaron's brother?
Mm-hmm.
Now, look.
Only he has really walked in these kinds of shoes, right? Coming in the shadow of his more famous and more talented brother.
Yeah.
And then had to step it up in competition, and only he's felt this kind of, a similar kind of heat. This is even greater.
Yeah.
And you're going to Ohio State, the defending national champion. They're going to throw the kitchen sink at this
That's
kid.
Right.
Is he as good as his uncle's?
We're going to find out.
You know how?
We're going to find
out. The chances of that?
Oh, it's extremely low. But I think he's going to show what he's made of.
How nervous, because everything since the day this child was born, his father.
Cooper.
All of his hopes and dreams are in this young man. And his athleticism, clearly, too. That's part of the story as well. The kid doesn't run like his uncles. He runs like his dad, who was a wide receiver.
Mm.
But just think about what he's feeling going into this game.
He knows.
Hoping that his son can live up.
That's right.
To the legacy.
This is when the legend.
Of his father and his brothers.
This is when the legendary chapter gets written. This is how it starts.
I bet he's feeling the heat more than his son is.
Oh,
certainly
sure.
Would seem like it, and what they're, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
I just
Arch out here talking crazy, red dot. So it's exciting.
I cannot imagine being Cooper, dad.
It'd be fun
in this game. Fun.
It'd be fun to be Cooper.
Watching your son out there.
Yeah, man. I mean, because
that's fun. That's like to me. That's anxiety. Oh my gosh.
He didn't get to do. You know, he didn't get.
But y'all been waiting on this.
He didn't get to do this, so you know, at least he gets to live it through his son.
No, you're right. I'm supposed he's come to grips with it, and can have fun and some peace with it. I would just be a ball of nerves, for my son. You know, I get like that when we're going against, you know, a dream team.
You know,
I mean Memphis 901 when we're playing little AAU.
Well, AAU gets pretty heated.
Not like no, come on.
It gets pretty crazy.
You're
out
gonna
there.
See how Arch gonna see how hot it gets.
We're gonna
heat him up.
He's on Ohio State. I'm on Texas. Should be a lot of fun on Saturday. We'll come back. Drew Hill's going to join us. We'll talk to him about this game, what he expects from Arch this season in the SEC, some Grizz, some Bama, and more. Stick around. Jason and John.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You're trying to film ESPN. Football's in the air, Drew Hill. Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
I can feel it. Guess what?
What?
I think I'm going to cover the Collierville High School football game on Friday.
Wow.
Team player right there. So, you and Frank, man. A couple of team players.
Yeah, well, we're all trying to be team players. We're trying to do a good job on the preps beat. I don't even know if Collierville knows I'm coming yet. So maybe somebody's listening to this and now they know I'm coming.
Roll up.
But yeah, I think I'm going to go out there because it's been so long since I've been to a high school football game, and they are fun. Like, they're a good time. And so I don't know what I'll find. Hopefully some interesting stories, but it's my understanding that Oxford High School is going to be playing Collierville tomorrow night. And I believe Oxford has one of Lane Kiffin's kids on the roster.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I'm interested to see if Lane's going to be there. But yeah, it's a big game. So, and it's right in my backyard, so I might as well pop on over there and see what I can do.
So, that's how I started. David Boyd, would assign me out to, you know, Jason always likes to sort of give off this facade that I didn't do preps. I did prep.
I say that you're dismissive of the great stories, even though you have roots in it.
That is factual.
Anybody see when you just talked about going to the prep game, Drew? I got to the edge of my seat. I could smell the hot dogs as you were talking about it. On the other side of the table, John was looking at his bets.
That's exactly
because
right.
He doesn't look at prep.
Well, I can't bet on prep
as sport, but as I just said, there are tons, and Drew, you're going to find it, whether it's Lane's kid or not. You're going to find there are so many great stories. Plus, the other part about it, Drew, they want to talk to you, and you get to talk to anybody you want. It's refreshing, if nothing else. Frank got a great one last week. You will as well.
Yes, it is great. Yeah, Frank did get an awesome one. Lucky,
he really did.
Hopefully, wow. I get one that's that good. But no, this is how I got my start too.
Yes.
Like, I remember, you know, I was working for the Tuscaloosa News back in the day, and they would send me out to high school football games, and I just remember how stressed I would be back then. Like, this won't stress me out. Like, this will just be a good time.
That's
but
right.
I would be so stressed because you had to keep all the stats yourself back then.
So tough.
You kept every stat, and I had a notebook, and I would line it with like 15 lines, and every play, every single play, you would write down starting, whatever yard line it started on, what it finished on, run, pass, player numbers, all that, and then you had to add all of it up at the end, and then you'd have like 20 minutes to go turn in a story after, and that really, cutting your teeth doing that, there's no way I'd be doing this now, what I do now, if I didn't learn to do that. It was so beneficial because it was like, that was hard, like writing that quickly.
100%.
Like to me back then, that was such a challenge, but it was fun, right? And I'd be out in middle of nowhere, Alabama. Like there might be 300 people at the high school football game, and they barely have enough kids to even field the team because they're out in the middle of nowhere. But I enjoyed that, right? And, like, I gave up my Friday nights in college to go do that because, to me, that was fun. And so, yeah, I love it. I love it. I love preps. We have great preps writers. We have a history of great preps writers in this city. And it's awesome. Like, I appreciate preps, unlike John, who just does not care.
Amen. Amen.
My favorite preps writer was Brian Brasher.
He was an outdoor man first.
Didn't he do preps?
Yes.
Yeah,
because we were all hands on deck,
exactly.
And I think might have covered it for a while.
Yeah, that was my go-to.
I can't believe you didn't say me, bro. That's a direct shot. It's like when Micah didn't say Dak Prescott is one of his top five. What, Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, that's it. Was Kirk Cousins?
You were, bro, Drew. He's going to finish this segment alone with
you're number
two. Sure,
you're number two behind Brasher.
Scott didn't even have me in his top three or nothing.
I got you two. I got you two. And then,
well, Drew's probably going to take it after this.
Who did you take over for?
It was. I was in there with Brian. I took over Brian Douglas with Jim
Selak.
Gary Parrish had been in there just before that, before the big Albert Means
story.
There
are some names.
Drew, you know about the Albert Means story and what it did for Gary Parrish's career? That was a prep story.
Yeah, no,
back
I do.
To
That's
the
right.
point.
That's right.
I do.
Preps, John.
That's
I
right.
Do.
It launched GP's career.
Took off. So never forget.
You never know what you'll find out there, on the preps beat. There's no doubt about that. All right.
Literally, my. All right. Okay. Sorry.
No, please.
Great prep story.
Interject here.
We love preps.
Literally, my career was launched from amateur MMA. Like, you don't know what it's going to be, right?
Yeah.
That's the lesson here for everybody. That's the lesson. Like, you can't. You got to treat like for us. You can't save your best work for the New York Times, right? You can't do that. Because if you do that, then you're never going to get there. So you got to treat everything like it's the most serious thing. That applies to any job, though. You know? You got to take it very serious. Unlike John.
No, I take every job I have so seriously, man. I really do.
Is off to my favorite segment of the week so far.
Yeah.
The way we're putting John in his place.
It's actually, it's so hard to go through life with as seriously as I take all my jobs.
You must have got some bad games assigned to you by David Boyd. You were like,
I think David actually.
What'd you have to cover? It must have been awful. You were out there at the Oak Haven game, bro?
I think I might have covered one Oak Haven game.
Okay, those are tough.
But I would say he would usually, I think he got his rocks off by sending me a Millington every week, which is just a haul.
Should have had some of that bacon wrapped up.
But one thing I will say about the CA back then, now this was 2010, the folks were paying $90 a story.
Yes.
Now,
good,
in 2010.
Good money.
In 2010, that was like, whoo, I was in college. I'm like, I'm rich, bro. I'm finna go buy me a Massimo watch from Target.
Bro, you get you four of those in a month?
And I did. He really.
There you go.
Like, honestly, like, I should thank David for that. And I don't know if I ever have, because that was really, he didn't owe me a damn thing. Like, I was just a nobody, a nothing, a peon. And he gave me four assignments a month, which at that time, over the course, like, what? August, September, October, November, maybe a little December.
Right.
I don't think there was any December. It probably stopped in November. But it helped. It helped a lot.
Then we found out what a great prep soccer writer. Drew, this guy here, we put him on a Houston Mustangs prep soccer game, and this guy wrote a masterpiece.
David Wolf.
Award-winning story, no? Was it submitted for APSE?
It was submitted for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Because
actually,
what the coach said about this story, Drew, the coach had never seen writing like this about his team.
Bro,
my goodness. John is so dismissive, but he made his mark in a very short time. He made his mark.
Girl soccer, man, with Houston. I honestly, if I went back and read that story today, I would cringe at how bad it is my guess.
Never forget.
But
John, did you have ghostwriters back then like you have now, or did you write that one yourself?
This is the second accusation of something like this.
What was the first?
Parth thinks I have a burner account. Parth thinks I have a... And I had to explain to Parth, I'm like, dude, I'm 34 with two kids. I don't even tweet for my own damn account. Like, why would I tweet with a burner? There ain't nothing I need to say that I won't say myself, that I won't put my name on at this point.
Interesting theory.
But no, honestly, it would be a lot easier if I had a ghostwriter, just in terms of my daily life. Maybe I'll hire somebody. Maybe I'll hire somebody to do that in the future. Anyway, we're looking forward to reading your work from Collierville tonight. I expect it to be great as always. Got college football as well.
Yes.
Your Crimson Tide trying to go through Mike Norvell's 14-point favorites. I mean, wow. Is that the kind of year we're in for at Alabama? 2-touchdown favorite over the Seminoles?
I don't know what to make of this because I don't know what to make of Florida State. I do know that I don't trust teams at this point that, like, go add a ton in the transfer portal early in the season. So that makes me feel good because I feel like there's got to be a level of, you know, continuity, I think, especially at this stage, to feel good about your team. So I feel okay about it. Like, you know, that doesn't – like, I think that they'll win the game. 14 is – I don't know. That's 2 touchdowns. It's not like Florida State's going to be some pushover again, I don't think. So I feel pretty good about it. The entire Alabama season, fellas, comes down to one man. His name is Ty Simpson. He plays quarterback. He hasn't played very much quarterback for Alabama. We saw him in the USF game, debacle. We saw him in blowouts against, I don't know, like Kentucky and Chattanooga. He hasn't really played outside of that, so nobody really knows how good or bad he is. The reports are that he looked really good at, like, the passing camps and stuff he did this summer, but that doesn't mean a thing to me. So my question is he going to play and play well, and how long is he going to play? Because – They have Keelan Russell, who was the Gatorade Player of the Year, one of the very top quarterback recruits, if not the top, depending on where you're looking, sitting on the bench. So I can't imagine a season where they don't eventually take a look at the other options. Like, the other part of this, too, is you had, for people that don't know, so Ryan Grubb was the offensive coordinator for Kalen DeBoer at Washington during the season that they went to the national championship. DeBoer comes and takes a job at Alabama. Grubb was supposed to follow him, but then ends up with the Seahawks and is the offensive coordinator for the Seahawks last season. It didn't work out. And then obviously Pete Carroll changes jobs to go to John's Raiders, and Grubb ends up leaving to come back to Alabama. So now he is reunited, but he runs a very complex system, and now Simpson's in it for the first year where there's another quarterback on the roster, Austin Mack, who played in this system and was also a highly rated recruit. So, like, I think the season comes down to Ty Simpson. If he's totally awesome, I think Alabama can win a national championship because I think the defense is loaded. Now they're hurt. They've already got 3 starters out for this Florida State game. But I think the defense is going to be really good. The question is Ty Simpson going to be really good? And is Ty Simpson going to be the quarterback halfway through the season? And I don't think we have real answers to that. So I feel as good about this game as I can, but I don't know if I would be willing to lay 2 touchdowns on Alabama in this spot just because there's too many unknowns. There's guys hurt. I think they'll win. Look, how many times have we seen this? Dual threat quarterback in the rain against Alabama. Like, those are the games that get dicey, and that's exactly what we're going to get this weekend. So, you know, I'm not trying to be negative because I feel good about it, but at the same time, there is enough to be like 2 touchdowns. That's a lot of points.
Turning you to a little bit to Grizzlies, John and I were discussing yesterday, ESPN went about, you know, projecting the standings in the both conferences. today, I think, did award winners and everything else. We can get to that. But for what we discussed yesterday, and I think, Drew, from previous discussions from you, I can probably guess, but John and I, you know, with the Grizzlies projected 10th, 42-40, that sounded about right to us. Any reason to feel differently, Drew, in terms of, you know, knowing what we do about the Golden States, the Mavericks, the Spurs, the teams that are ranked around them, about, you know, we're sort of the odds makers have everything. Did that sound about right? And the five teams below them, the ones we've talked about?
It's close. Is it okay to be positive? Is it okay
Please
to give
do.
Some reasons for optimism?
Please.
I think we all need this right now. I went down a rabbit hole this morning. I'm looking through Grizzlies stuff. I'll write a newsletter later today. There's two things that give me optimism. One is everybody knows I'm on the Ty Jerome train at this point. Like, I think he's going to be such a big addition, and he's going to be very good this season. And if I'm wrong, I'll admit it, but I think that he's going to be awesome.
Six man of the year, good.
Real candidate for it. Good. Yes. I think he's going to be very good for the Grizzlies. I think he fits super well with what they want to do. And I think he's going to be great. But the other part of this is I went down this rabbit hole trying to figure out, were the Grizzlies actually that bad? Like, were they that bad? Because they lost, like, what, 7 of 8 in March, and then they lost 4 out of 6 coming out of the All-Star break. And so they went on this slide. But I think when you take the bigger picture, when you zoom out a little bit on the season, and when you zoom in on that particular part of the season, if you go through some of the numbers and the analytic stuff that you have to sort through, the Grizzlies ended up with their expected wins versus their actual wins had the biggest differential of any other team in the league. They were 5 wins short of what their expected wins were supposed to be based on their level of efficiency. 6th best offense, factoring out garbage time, 6th best offense, 10th best defense, okay? So when you consider that, over the course of the whole season, they were the 6th best offense and 10th best defense, then they should have finished, you know, closer to 52 wins, than to 48 wins, which is what they won last season. Then you take a look around the West, you look at how some of the other teams performed based on their level of efficiency over the course of a whole season. And almost all of the contenders, except for the Timberwolves in the Western Conference, take out OKC, take out Houston. They were so efficient and so good last season that they finished below their expected wins, despite the fact that they won a million games, but they were just that good. When you take the Lakers, the Clippers, the Warriors, all of those teams in that mix, Denver, all of those teams that finished 2 games better than Memphis, all of them had fewer expected wins than Memphis over the course of last season. So there have been changes made. It's a different team. It's a new coach. They traded away Desmond Bain. It's going to be a new look. But the base of the team is still the same. The engines of the team, Ja and Jaren, are still there. And they fell on the wrong side of some bad variance last year. I know it's hard to believe. It's so hard to buy because of the way that they slid at the end of the season. But if you just take a bigger look at it, they were actually – they should have been better. And if they were 2 wins better, they're not playing OKC. They're not getting swept in the first round. We're not feeling the same way we feel now. And this is kind of the point where it feels like the disappointment sort of – fades out and some level of optimism and some excitement for the new season sort of comes into the picture. And I think that there's real reasons for that. And I think it's one that they weren't as bad as they were at the end of the season. Like that is not the big picture look on this team. And two is that I think some of the additions that they made were really good additions. So I'd put them over 42 wins. Like, I think they're going to get to 44, 45, 46 in that mix, you know? I'm starting to be more optimistic as I look to this season than maybe I anticipated.
Well, that would be great. I mean, that would, I think, that would be beyond my, you know, highest expectations,
Drew,
I would say.
Drew, who are we banking on for shooting? You know, when there's no Bane and no Kennard. So many of those numbers, obviously. you know, include and forget Kennard's part, but Bane's a part of that core, a core that was familiar with, you know, knew it was going to play a certain kind of way. And so I just, that would be my, it's one of, you know, besides Edie's health, all that, and something we haven't discussed as much is that shooting. I hope your man is going to do it off the bench, Ty Jerome, but is it going to be in the starting lineup? Are you going to have guys, you know, can KCP get back? Where was he, like 34 last year? They're banking on him hard coming back.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think that's one of the big questions. I don't worry about Ty Jerome from a shooting perspective at all. I think he's going to be a plus, but he's going to be a bigger plus than people realize. Like in floor spacing opportunities last year, true shooting percentage, 15.4% over league average, insanely efficient, good. Boy. Like they need that, right?
No doubt.
In creation opportunities, 7.6% better than league average as a shooter, Ty Jerome. Like those are super efficient numbers that match what they're trying to do. So like that's a plus. The others are the questions, right? Like what kind of shooter is Cedric Coward going to be? If he's going to be a knockdown shooter, I think that is a big benefit for this team. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, it's an interesting sort of dynamic there because you've got a player that shot 34% last year, but has been better than that over recent years. So you would expect that number could come up a little bit. But then there's the one that I think about a lot, which is Jaren, because Jaren had a good shooting season last year, but the numbers were a tick up from where he's been in the past. Like they need that again from Jaren. Like that's a big factor here when we talk about shooting with the team. So I think that those are the three that I would circle in addition to Ty Jerome, who I worry a lot less about when it comes to shooting. Like I think with Ty, it's interesting though, because breakout seasons typically don't happen at his age historically, and they especially don't happen at his age for point guards. Like breakout seasons happen for players that are his age for centers, like centers and bigs break out later on in the NBA when you look at like the jump in PER for some of the, you know, the top players in the league, like a lot of them that it came from the bigs. So I'm really hoping that it wasn't some sort of one-off and this was real progress from Ty Jerome. Like that's the one thing that I think could be a miscalculation here where I think people would end up disappointed, but he had a whole body of work of it last year. So it's pretty easy to believe, but yeah, I think that those are the three. You got KCP, you got Cedric Coward, and you got Jaren. Like those are the ones I'm circling when it comes to shooting this year.
Drew, you're the best, man. Thank you for doing this.
Bear down.
As always, have a great weekend. Have a great night at Collierville Preps at high school and everything else. You're the GOAT. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yes, sir.
He is Drew Hill, covers preps for the Daily Memphian, in addition to the Grizzlies. He does it all. He's a utility man. What do they call that, a five-tool guy in baseball?
Yeah.
What are the five tools?
Oh, I have no idea.
Hitting, catching, fielding.
Running.
What's the fifth? Pitching? No, not pitching.
No.
We'll work on that and continue to battle every day. But thanks to Drew Hill.
I think intern Sam, do you know what the six tools are?
We've added a tool like the group of six. We went up.
I think it's a five-tool player?
Six-tool player. Yeah.
Okay, what is it? Sam, what is it?
Running.
Throwing.
Hitting.
Fielding. He's missing the fifth.
We are all hurting on that fifth.
And you wanted to add it.
And Samson's a baseball player.
Well,
you're a baseball dad.
Yeah, but I don't study it that closely.
I can tell we don't have no five tool players in this mug. We got some four tool players. I'm looking for the fifth.
Catch, run, throw.
Intangible.
Yeah.
Hitting. Hit. And so this is what Jim and I
you got
out. Hitting for average. Hitting for power. Speed. Fielding and throwing.
So it's two hittings. That's where we were going wrong.
Yep.
Of course.
Seems
we missed
stupid.
Them.
But what's the sixth? Given reach arounds, I mean,
it's your mind.
I'm just trying to, you know, the mind. The mind is the sixth tool.
Savviness.
I think we can find eight tools if we really dig deep.
Hey, some players have five. The really smart ones have six.
I actually would agree with that though. I think
it's like radio.
I think mental is probably a tool. I would agree with it, especially if you're a pitcher.
Yeah, 100%.
Because if you don't have that, you know, you're going to get beat up.
Better forget about that home run you just gave up.
That's exactly. Don't even look. Don't even look back.
What? Right. What? What was that?
Throw the next one.
It's next pitch.
If I was a pitcher, I wouldn't even look back. If it's contact, it don't really. I can't do nothing about it anymore. It's out of my hands.
You know.
It's either going to get fielded or it's gone.
I like looking at those reactions because I'm
pissy.
You get it's like,
I know. I just got taken 450 feet. Like, I don't have to look back at it.
Well, you want to see and hope that it's going to come down right at the wall.
Yeah. I mean, either they're going to feel it or they ain't.
Okay.
I'll know.
Right. Well, you
know,
will.
The crowd will let me know. Yeah, like.
If you're the Pirates, you can pitch great. They may not field it.
Look back at it. Look back at it. That would not be me. I'd be like, I'd be the one pitch that's like, what a stance this pitcher takes. He never turns around when he gets hit. He just literally stands still and stares at the catcher. That's how
You can't focus that long on one thing. You'd be throwing the first, throwing the second. You'd be getting everybody involved.
No, I'd be on the I'd throw the pitch and I'd get my bat in. I'd be on the next pitch for myself.
Pete Rose
over
here.
Balls and strikes.
Like, all right, let me get this in on Caesar. Let me get that.
Yeah.
Next pitch to be
Ohtani's agent over here.
I'm going to throw that thing in the stands.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.